Thank you, and good afternoon from Ozark County. This is our third broadcast of the week for Willow Springs Bear basketball, and the Bears are playing a rare Saturday afternoon affair as they have made the trip down to Gainesville, Missouri to take on the Gainesville Bulldogs in a makeup game, a game that was originally scheduled back in January, but we had some inclement weather during that time period, and so they postponed the game, and here it is, a Saturday afternoon affair. I'm Larry Spence, along with Marty Spence, to bring you the broadcast of this afternoon's game in a week where the Willow Springs Bears have been challenged, challenged by scoring. They have really had a rough time this week scoring, and Marty, this is probably not the ideal place to get out of that as the gym here in Gainesville. It's a great place to play. It's a great venue, but they do have a home crowd, of course, and they have, it's very close. It's a very close environment, and those rims are about as hard as any I've seen so far. So we'll see what happens here, but, you know, the ball's got to go through the cylinder at some point, maybe, huh?
You've got to do that if you want to win ball games. Bears lost to Ava on Tuesday. They lost to Mountain Grove last night. Both of those games, I mean, you can look at a host of other things as you can with any basketball game, but it, in the end, what it came down to was shooting percentage, and the Bears just not able to get the ball to go down in either one of those games. Until those percentages go back up, it's hard to see the Bears getting back into the win column. But the good news is that it only takes a couple of shots, like Coach Forrest was talking about last night. A lot of it is a head game. And
yeah,
you start thinking it's not going to go in. You got to shoot with confidence. And so hopefully the Bears can have a little early success this afternoon and get more confidence in their shooting ability.
Yeah, we'll try to put the last two games behind us. That's increasingly hard for me to do, but we'll try to do that. As we take on a very good Gainesville Bulldog team, this Gainesville team has got some, some signature wins this year. They are a pretty good basketball team.
15-6 on the year, so a great record, and they played a tough schedule. They picked up wins against Forsyth, Somersville, which is, they've had a good team this season, beat Alton, Poole, Conway. Here's a signature win for them. Sparta.
Ooh.
Sparta.
Wow.
Who has one of the best players in the state this year. And, they beat Sparta 53-30. Beat Ava badly. Beat Norwood. Seymour. So, a lot of good wins for this team. They've had some interesting losses. Lost to Mansfield. Lost to Kabul. Lost to Liberty. Lost to Bakersfield. Like any team this year, they've lost to some probably teams they should have beaten, teams they probably should have lost to.
Right. Well, the Bakersfield loss is no slouch, because that Bakersfield team is good, and we know Sparta is one of the top teams in the state. So the Bears face an uphill battle, but and it's senior day as well here at Gainesville, as they honored their seniors. They honored their seniors before the game, the seniors for the basketball team and also those participating in cheerleading as well.
A couple of pregame notes, thanks to being right behind the head coach on the stage.
Yeah.
Here, we could get some inside scoop. And Gainesville, like Willow, played last week, and scrolling back, I believe they did get the win last night, but they lost two of their players. Number three is their starting point guard, Harmon Johns. He's a junior. He was hurt last night. He will not be playing this afternoon for the Bulldogs. And then number 33, Nathan Kiger, a senior, tore an ACL, and apparently that's something he's done in the past. It's a really tough break for the senior. So they're going to let him tip this afternoon, and he will win the tip, and that way the senior can get out on the floor on senior night and get a little recognition for that. But that's a tough blow for the Gainesville Bulldogs. And
It is.
We'll have our starting lineups and our play-by-play after the national anthem. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Welcome back to Gainesville, home of the Bulldogs. And the starting lineups, the play-by-play, are we ready for that? And here's Marty Spence.
Starting with the Bears, wearing their road and maroons with the white trim, they will start number 0, junior Chase Rogers. Number 1, sophomore Colby James. Number 2 is freshman, or number 3, rather, is freshman Brady James. Number 5, senior Aiden Stewart. Number 41, junior Braxton Wilbank. Typical starting five for Coach Forrest and the Willow Springs Bears. Bears coming in with a record of 9-14. Coming off the tough couple of losses this week in the SCA, going out of conference for a makeup game with the Gainesville Bulldogs. And they will start number 10, sophomore Owen Donley. Bulldogs at 15-6 on the season. And number 23, Easton McGee, given a 1,000-point plaque before the game started. Number 25 is sophomore Grant Leaker. That's a familiar last name for Gainesville. Number 33 is senior Nathan Geiger. And number 35 is senior Andrew Hambleton. Another familiar Gainesville name is a Hambleton and a Leaker. The Bulldogs are going to be just fine. And McGee with 1,000 points. A good team, 15-6 on the season. Head coach is Chris Randolph. Bulldogs in their home white with the red trim. We're about ready to go in Gainesville. This is talks about the home court advantage, and this definitely is for the Bulldogs.
Cave.
It's a small gym. It gets loud.
It's like you're in a cave.
Yeah. Kind of intimidating to come in here. And tough place to go try to get a win. That's what the Bears will do today and in their losing streak. Wilbank will jump against Hambleton, and Hambleton just controls it back to Tiger, and Tiger will knock it out of bounds and waves at the crowd, and the senior gets a standing ovation. Nice gesture there from the Bears to allow Tiger to have that step, and then he will head to the bench. And that's a tough blow for this Bulldog team, and man, that's just hard on the senior to miss out on the senior night game and districts and everything that comes next for this Bulldog team, but obviously had a good career and got to participate in senior night. And now cut whistles blow and should be bare ball because the Bulldogs essentially knocked it out of bounds. That's kind of how you do that. And the officials just weren't all on the same page, and now we are. I don't know what question was there.
It's the same result.
We're good.
Consultation.
Bears with the ball as we start action here in Gainesville. Brady James going to pop for a three. He's got it. There we go. Confident. We talked about it. Bears need a couple of quick shots to go down in this game, and there's the first one by Brady James, and Willow's up 3-0. Bulldogs work it over into the corner. Up top, Hunter Luna, who checked in. And now the Bears create a steal. Wilbank takes it away. Ahead to Rogers. Rogers, right side. Brady drives in. Pull-up jumper is off the mark, off the back of the rim. Rebound Bulldogs. Want to push it ahead with Donley. Donley to the left side for McGee. Into the corner. They look at Hambleton. Throw it back up to Donley. Donley drives in. Nice dish. Left block. Shot up. Blocked from behind by Wilbank. But able to get it back is Leaker. Fires up top for McGee. Three-pointer is no good. Rebound tipped out long to Rogers. Rogers two-on-two to Brady James. Layup is good. Brady James has 5 points. The Bears have a 5-0 lead. First minute here in Gainesville. Saturday afternoon basketball. McGee will bring it across midcourt. 1,000 points for McGee. Swings the left side for Donley. Into the corner for Leaker. Get it down low, kick it back out. McGee for three, won't go. Rebound tips, and it's going to be an over-the-back on Stewart. That's our first foul of the game. Bulldogs will end up on the baseline. McGee will trigger. Lobs it up top to Donley. Goes inside to Hambleton. Hambleton loses it on the floor, picks it up, hands it off on the block. There's a tie-up and a foul going to be called on Wilbank. Braxton thought he had a jump. They whistle him for the foul, and Gainesville will
Blood in on the baseline.
2,000 already. 2,000 a quarter on the Bears. And we're less than 2 minutes in.
Seen some odd games this week as far as officiating goes. Hoping for a nice, clean game tonight. There's three officials here. Maybe that'll help. Bulldogs in the corner for three. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Stewart. Stewart comes away with it. Fires across midcourt to Colby James. Colby on the left side. One-on-one. Spins. Picks it back to his brother. Brady for three. No good. Skims the top of the rim. Rebound picked up by Luna. And Leaker. Or rather, McGee will bring it across midcourt.
Easton McGee's been here a long time, Marty. I remember him last time we were here. That was 2 years ago. He was a starter.
Accumulated a lot of points.
Good player.
Leaker bounces it to Hambleton. Hambleton in the paint. Blocked by Wilbanks. There's a tie-up on the loose ball. That is a jump ball. And it's Winslow possession.
They let him kind of duke it out for it.
Let
the Bears have it.
5-0 Willow. 5:30 to play first quarter. Gainesville still scoreless to start the game. Senior night here in Gainesville. Aiden Stewart in the corner. Up top, Rogers. Open three. Got it. The Bears. Shooting percentage is rising. Timeout, Gainesville. 5:20 to go first quarter. Willow on top. 8-0. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
5:20 left to go in the first quarter. Bears off to a quick start, leading 8-0 over the Gainesville Bulldogs, but it's early.
Gainesville lost their starting point guard last night. I'm going to shuffle some people around in different positions. Bulldogs with the ball, looking to get on the board. They'll fire it underneath. Luna can't handle it. Jace Rogers, the head of the pack, lays it up and in. Willow on a 10-0 run to start the game, and that's just what Willow needed. After such a frustrating offensive week, they've got 10 points in the first 3 minutes. Gainesville to Luna in the corner. He'll check inside. Get up top to Leaker. Dribbles in. Throws it back to Donnelly for three. And he's got it. Gainesville on the board. Owen Donnelly for three. 10-3 is the Willow lead. Colby across midcourt. Colby up top to the free throw line. Pull up. Jumper is short. And Hambleton with the rebound. Ahead to Leaker. Donnelly in the corner. Holds it above his head. Puts it on the floor. Cross-court pass over to Luna. Tipped out of bounds by Colby James. Showing some vertical. Luna will come out. And Dawson Hewitt, sophomore, checks in for the Bulldogs. Gainesville's JV won the half of JV that was played today, 29-25. Here comes the three by Donnelly, and he's got it again. Owen Donnelly. Back-to-back threes, Gainesville on a 6-0 run, and it's a 10-6 game. Rogers, the Stewart in front of the Gainesville student section, gets it to Rogers. Jace in the paint, gets swatted out of bounds by Hambleton, and Willow will take it on the baseline. Rogers will trigger the inbound. Willow up by four, get it into Wilbanks. Wilbanks tied up, taken away. Great steal by Hambleton. Gainesville on a 6-0 run, looking to extend it. Leaker up top. McGee, Donnelly wants another three. He's got another. Donnelly with three straight threes and three trips down the floor. Gainesville on a 9-0 run, and it's a 1-point lead for the Bears. That Willow's 10-point lead was erased quickly. Brady James to the free throw line. Pull up jumper is short. Rebound, Gainesville, and now the Bulldogs have a chance to take their first lead of the afternoon. Donnelly, got to get somebody on him. McGee, into the corner, up top. Donnelly, big jump stop in the paint, puts it up, missed it. Rebound tip to Colby James. Colby runs the sideline, ahead to Rogers. Jace picks up the dribble, he'll pull back for three. It is no good. Rattles out, and again, Gainesville there with the rebound. Bulldogs controlling the boards here in the first quarter. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Willow by one. Bulldogs right side. Here comes another three. This one is no good by Hewitt. Rebound, Bulldogs put it up. No, goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Gainesville.
Brady James did a good job that time chipping the ball out of bounds, keeping them from getting the layup.
Hewitt attempted the three on that last miss by Gainesville. They trail by one. Inbound goes, and Donley wasn't ready for it, and they throw it out of bounds. Turnover on the Bulldogs. We're on the stage. My vision is cut off in that corner.
Yeah.
But,
I can see it a little
bit. It was
better.
A turnover. That's about all I know. Donley had his back turned to the pass.
And, well, that's the officials' issue. Officials have some sort of issue.
Now they're going to talk about
it. They got three of them here, so they should be able to figure it out.
They could confer, and they just one of them wasn't too sure about the possession on that one, but they're going to go ahead and give it to Willow.
Okay.
10-9 is the Bear lead. 2.5 minutes to go first quarter. Colby James across midcourt.
Bears need to score on this possession.
Will Banks at the free throw line. Back to the basket. Gives it up to Colby. Colby trying to go baseline. Four-round jumper is good. Wow. Tough shot, but it goes down. And Willow leads 12-9. McGee walks it across midcourt. Donley waits for it. Fakes it inside. He'll backpedal to the logo. McGee will come and take it. Sends it left side, gets it right back. McGee up top. He'll pull for an open three. It's short. Rebound Stewart. Aiden is tied up, and a jump ball. Possession arrow will go to the Bulldog.
Well, he had the rebound.
Yeah, you got to get rid of it.
Yep.
Bulldogs inbound, trailing by three, 2 minutes to go first quarter. McGee looks over his options. He'll throw it out top of the key for Hewitt. Left side, Donley for another three. This one is no good. Colby had the rebound. Lots of contact, no whistle. Throws it away. Donley underneath. Hambleton lays it up and in. And the Bulldog back within one. Lots of contact underneath. Coach Forrest doesn't like that, and it's what a shot by Colby James creating that in heavy traffic. Put it up and in, and Willow back up by three. Bulldogs in the front court. Throw a left side for McGee. One arms it up top. Donley for another three. Got it. That's number four of the first quarter, and we're tied 14 apiece. Bears have had issues with this in the past with somebody just getting hot.
Got to play some defense on the guy that's hot, because they haven't had any on Connolly.
Tie game, 14-all. Chase Rogers, aside for Stewart. Up top, Rogers goes to work. Pull-up jumper is off the mark. Rebound tipped out long. Wilbank has it. Braxton to the basket. Layup, good. No, they're going to call a charge on Wilbank. Hambleton took the charge. And Gainesville will take the ball. Brody Thompson comes in.
This quarter started off really good, but it has changed quickly with those four trays from Donnelly.
Wow. That's 12 of Gainesville, 14 points here in the first quarter. 40 seconds left in the first frame. McGee across the timeline.
There's
Donley. He's going to go baseline this time. Pass cut off. He'll fire it back to McGee. McGee dribbles in to the free throw line. Tries to drive to the basket. Passes tipped by Colby James into the hands of Donley. Goes back to the corner for McGee. Inside to Hambleton. Hambleton stood up. Thompson takes it away, and Hambleton reaches in for the foul. It's the first foul on Gainesville this afternoon. And Willow will have the ball.
17 seconds to go in the quarter. Length of the floor to go to try to break this tie.
Colby will let it roll. Forrest says, pick it up. To midcourt. 13 seconds. Colby with 10. Drives right side. Off-balance jumper won't go. Hambleton with the rebound in 6 seconds. Gets it ahead to Leaker. Put it up. Nobody's fouled, and Leaker will go to the line. Shooting two, and
boy, that was
time management there was not what it needed to be.
It was a wasted opportunity by the Bears, totally.
Coach Forrest talking to his sophomore guard. Now, that was not the plan.
Now, Rogers is first.
Leaker, couple of free throws. First one is good, and Gainesville has their first lead of the afternoon. Willow led 10-0, but since then, Gainesville on a 15-4 run. Leaker's second free throw is good. Make it 16-4 run, and it's 16-14 Gainesville. Dave Rogers' full court shot is no good. We played one in Gainesville. Bulldogs lead Willow 16-14. Back in 60, we'll see you there basketball on KUKU.
Second quarter getting underway here at Gainesville. Bears pulled out to a 10-0 lead, but trail 16-14 to start the second quarter, and the Bears have the ball.
Colby James, top of the key, set up the Bear offense. Bears looking for some better high-percentage shots. Rogers into the corner for Brady James. Brady threw it away off the leg of a Bulldog, and Bulldogs take it over, looking to extend their 2-point lead.
Don't know who was passing to. There's no Bear there.
Bulldogs up top. Donnelly with four threes in that first quarter. Bulldogs get it into Hamilton. Hamilton over Thompson, puts it up and in. That's going to be a mismatch.
Yeah.
And the Bears with Wilbanks on the bench. See if Gainesville can exploit that. 18-14, Bulldogs. 45 seconds into the second quarter. Gainesville 15-6 on the year. Very good team. Bears squandered a 10-0 start. Colby right side. Up top to Stewart. Left side for Thompson. Rogers up top for three. Off the mark. All white jerseys there for the rebound. Luna's got the rebound. They'll give it to McGee, and Gainesville has all the momentum right now. McGee fires to Luna in the corner. Luna trying to go baseline, throws it out of bounds. Unforced turnover by the Bulldogs to give it back to the Bears.
Well, we'll see if the Bears respond here in the second quarter. They did pretty well against Mountain Grove in the first quarter last night. And after the first quarter, they couldn't find the basket.
Colby into the front court to Brady. Left side for Stewart. Into the corner. Colby. Donnelly on him. Flips it back to Brady James. Brady's free throw line jumper is off the mark. Rebound Gainesville. Rogers slaps it away for a moment, but Donnelly gets it right back. Donnelly to the left side. They go up top to McGee. Right back left wing for Hewitt. One arm to Luna. Luna, right block, missed. A good shot. Just couldn't get it to go. Stewart bothered in the backcourt. Hamilton tries to take it away. Almost did. Thompson at the free throw line gets it back to Colby. Colby takes the jab step. Free throw line jumper is short. Rebound tipped out long to Bulldogs. Bulldogs completely dominating the rebound. McGee to Hamilton. Hamilton takes the handoff. Now he's going to take Thompson one-on-one to the basket, put it up and in. That's there all day as Hamilton is taking advantage of Thompson. 20-14. Bulldogs by six. They have outscored Willow 20-4. Willow got off to a 10-0 start. Rogers trying to get a shot off. He's blocked. The Bulldogs take it back. Hamilton ahead to McGee. McGee to the right side. Picks up his dribble. Finds Luna into Hamilton, and here he goes again. Right block, turnaround jumper is good. Timeout, Coach Forrest, and the Bears at Gainesville extend their lead to 8, 22-14. 5 minutes to go in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
.505 left to go in the first half. The Gainesville Bulldogs have outscored the Bears 22-4.
Wow.
After the Bears jumped out to a 10-0 lead, so Bears down by 8.
Big run. Bears need some offense. Stewart up top to Colby on the left side. Up top to Wilbanks. Right side for Stewart. Checks underneath. Back up top. Now Wilbanks on the left side. There's Rogers. Brady James. The Bears working around the arc. Colby dribbles in. Throws it back to Aiden. And now Coach Forrest is going to change the offense. Aiden dribbles in. Leaves it for Brady. Brady to Jace. Rogers left side. Bounce it to Wilbanks. Looks underneath. Nothing there. Colby pulls up for a contested jumper. No good. Rims out. And a quick one and done for the Bears. Bulldog fired underneath through the hands of Hewitt. Turnover on the Bulldog. That was a Patrick Mahomes style pass underneath the basket that Bulldogs couldn't hold on to. 22-14, Gainesville halfway through the second quarter. Stewart will fire a three, in and out. Rattled in, and right back out. Bulldogs with the rebound. Here comes a three by McGee, no good. Rebound tip, saved by Hamilton, back to McGee, gives it to Luna underneath. Luna puts it up, but he travels first, and it'll be a turnover on the Bulldogs. Bears looking up, down by eight, but it could be a whole lot worse. The Bulldogs really not capitalizing here in the last few trips down the floor.
The Bears haven't scored in the second quarter. Halfway through, well over halfway through.
Got what they wanted, really success, but that hasn't translated to sustained success. Here's Colby James for three, no good. Rebound tip. Luce Stewart saves it in the corner, and it's taken away by Gainesville. They just took it away. Great steal by Hewitt. McGee across the timeline. Takes the screen, gets to the free throw line, dishes to Hewitt, fires a cross-court pass, right wing to Leaker. McGee, left side, three ball is no good. Rebound, that should be over the back on the Bulldogs, and it is. Just Gainesville's second foul of the game. Stewart comes out, Thompson is back in. Thompson, Wilbank, Rogers and the James brothers, the five on the floor for the Bears.
Leaker picks up the foul for Gainesville.
Willow has yet to score in this quarter. We're 5 minutes into it.
Well,
10 points in the first 3 minutes of the game.
It's just weird.
And have only scored four since. Rogers dribbles up top. Colby on the right side.
On offense, they just look totally lost.
Yeah.
They're bewildered.
Colby to the free throw line. It's passed off, and McGee's going to go coast-to-coast. Layup is good. 24-14, timeout, Willow. Gainesville goes up by 10, 2:30 to get on the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You'll see about basketball on KUKU.
Two minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the second quarter. The Willow Springs Bears have not scored in the second quarter. They had 14 at the end of the first quarter. They've still got 14. Meanwhile, Gainesville in the second quarter has scored 8, and they're up by 10, 24-14.
Bears have gone back to being cold.
But just lost.
Poor shot selection.
Yeah.
Fluidity on offense, and then they're getting out rebounded badly. So, no second opportunity.
Well, rebounds are not now 2-1.
It feels like it's bad.
I'm trying to keep rebounds today.
So. 2.5 minutes left to go until halftime. Bears trailing by 10. Need to try to get a little momentum here before halftime.
Really, a carbon copy of Mountain Grove.
Brady James up top for three. It's short. Rebound comes out long. Wilbanks has it, and the Bears will get a second opportunity. Wilbanks will give it to Colby at the logo. The Bears try to set up some offense here. Colby up top, pulls back for three. Got it. There we go. Colby, nice move to get his defender off of him. Gets the three. And the Bears finally score. It took them 6 minutes this quarter to score a basket. And it's 24-17 Gainesville. Donley up top. Donley's not scored this quarter. He had four threes in the first quarter. McGee up top to the free throw line. Goes right side for Leaker. Up top, McGee for three. No good. Rebound Hamilton. Hamilton will go up, count it, and one. Great job waiting for the contact. Wilbank provided just enough. And Hamilton will go to the line for a potential three-point play.
Third foul on Wilbank.
Brady Altermat makes his appearance. Wilbanks will be done for the half. Hamilton, good move there. Kind of reminded me of a Scotty Osborne type move. Just not taking the first. Colby across midcourt to Brady. Left side for Thompson. Up top. Brady drives. Right block to the basket. Blocked by Hamilton. Gainesville taking it back the other way. McGee with 1:10 left to go. Second quarter. Fires into the corner for Luna. Cross courts it back to McGee. Gets to the free throw line. Hands to Donley. Left side for Leaker. Donley at the volleyball line. McGee to Hamilton. Hamilton going to go baseline. Pass cut off, and there's a foul coming.
Got to be a foul
on the Bulldogs. Not wanting to blow the whistle much, but once in a while, you got to do it.
Yeah, Brady James is just sandwiched between two Kingsville players, and they give the foul to Donnelly, his first.
50 seconds left to go in the first half. Senior day here in Gainesville, and the law. Home crowd enjoying a 10-point lead. Colby and Brady play catch. Now Colby will bring it to midcourt. Back to Brady. Up top to Thompson, right side for Rogers. Colby up top gets around Luna, spots for three, rims out. Rebound underneath by Luna. Thought about one-arming it ahead for a baseball pass. Instead, he'll hand it off to McGee, and McGee and the Bulldogs probably will play for the last shot of the half. 12 seconds. McGee across the timeline with eight. There's the pass tip, taken away by Colby to the basket. Layup is good. That's a big bucket right there. With three, with two, McGee half-quarter is no good. That'll take us to halftime here in Gainesville with the home Bulldogs leading the Bears 27-19. We'll come back in 3 minutes to talk about it. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Welcome back to Gainesville halftime. We'll review a few things for you here. I just thought it was interesting to note how the similarities of the game last night and this afternoon, as far as the Bears are concerned, has been practically the same. The Bears trailing 14-12 in both games after the first quarter.
Yeah.
And then at the half, the Bears have 19. That's what they had last night.
Wow.
So it's eerily similar to last night. Although the team, Mountain Grove, had 31 points at the half, and Gainesville has 27, so still a little more manageable for the Bears in that department. Two Gainesville Bulldogs dominated for them. Scoring-wise, it was Donley in the first quarter. He hit four trays. The lead all scores were 12. And then in the second quarter, after Wilbanks went out with the foul trouble, that's when Hamilton took over, and Hamilton has 11 wins. So those two are just pretty well dominating the scoring for the Bulldogs. Leaker has two, McGee has two, and that's all the scoring for the Gainesville Bulldogs. They have, for the Bears, we turn and look at the side of the ledger. Colby James has nine. He had five in the second quarter, and that's all the points the Bears got in the second quarter. They didn't score those until the last 2 minutes. And then it's Rogers with five and Brady James with five, and that's the scoring for the Bears for their 19. Turnovers, the Bulldogs have seven, the Bears have six. And rebounds, yes, pretty big difference. 12 for the Bulldogs, six for the Bears.
Lots of second chance opportunities, and Hamilton, I mean, it's one thing for Donley to get his 4 3-pointers, and obviously the Bears should have put somebody in his face a little bit more once, especially on the third and the fourth one,
right.
But that Hamilton, Wilbanks is going to be key in the third quarter. He's got to stay in the ball game.
He's got three fouls.
Wilbanks or else Hamilton,
yeah,
rather, will continue to dominate that inside game, and if Gainesville can get that, then, and an 8-point lead, they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, but they're sailing.
The third quarter will be big, obviously, for the Bears. It's just 19 points in this half, and we were so encouraged after those first 3 minutes where the Bears scored 10 points in 3 minutes and had that lead, and then it all crumbled pretty quickly. And
in a quarter and a half, then they scored 9 points. So, that's
just the way it's been for the Bears this week, losing to Avon Tuesday at Mountain Grove last night. Something's got to change, got to turn around for this team, and hopefully it will in the second half. We'll have three broadcasts for you next week. We'll finish up the regular season in the SCA. Kabul will be in town on Monday and Tuesday. No broadcast on Monday, but the girls will be taking on the Kabul Lady Bulldogs. That'll be senior night for the Lady Bears, so turn out the month gym for that on Monday. Tuesday, we'll have the broadcast, the boys' senior night, also against Kabul. Bulldogs have one of the best teams they've had in several years, so that should be a good one on Tuesday. And then we'll have the girls' game for you on Thursday, Houston, finishing out their regular season in Houston's new gym. And then Friday, the Bears will wrap up their regular season with the Houston Tigers. And then we'll have district after that. So
we'll get accustomed to the Houston gym now.
We will, yeah. We're going to do a few broadcasts from Houston. So, their broadcast area, not bad. I prefer it to others. So,
I'll
enjoy the new smell of Houston's new gym. Bears coming back out onto the floor after a nice long chat in the locker room, and they'll be ready for the third quarter in just a couple of minutes. We'll send it back to Curtis for 2 minutes, and we'll come back for the start of the third quarter. Bulldogs leading the Bears 27-19 at halftime here in Gainesville. Back in two, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.